Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Spirituality. It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and excuse me, I want to welcome you to today's show. Today is part two of the blame game. Yesterday, Saturday, we spoke about the blaming other people for how we feel, blaming circumstances for how we feel. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday. It was a great show. If you haven't heard it, go to the archives and play it back, because we had a caller that called in and just was so honest and so open, and we talked about so many things yesterday, from the foundation, our foundation, to thinking about the future, obsessing on the past. All of that was discussed in yesterday's show. But today, we're going to go right on, unless we have callers again, right on into the blame game part two. But before I do that, let me make some very, very important announcements. I will be, yours truly, will be next weekend live in San Francisco at the Live an Extraordinary Life Conference. It's going to be held at Fort Mason near Fisherman's Wharf, and I will be speaking on Saturday at 5 p.m. It's going to be, the title of the speech is The Importance of Forgiveness. And then on Sunday at 9 a.m., I have a two-hour workshop that I'm facilitating, and that is going to be fabulous. 2 hours, and we're going to be discussing our purpose, the truth about the journey, the importance of our personal vibration, 360 different ways to be happy in one moment, and how can we change? How do we change the world? All of that is going to be in the two-hour workshop next Sunday in San Francisco. Also, Sunday, a little bit later, I will be speaking about this topic, the blame game. So please, if you're in the San Francisco area, or if you're not in the San Francisco area, get a ticket, buy a ticket, and I'll see you at the Live an Extraordinary Life Conference at Fort Mason, Saturday and Sunday next weekend. Also, my book, my latest book, my new book, my one and only solo book is out April the 1st, 2014. Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is out. So go to my website. On the homepage, you'll see Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Click on that picture and you can pre-order. If you order before the end of April, free shipping in the United States. I need to do a commercial, right? A commercial for myself. Anyway, let's get on to today's topic. Topic today is blaming other people, the blame game, blaming others for how we feel. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, of course, I learned how to, if my feelings are hurt, you said something to me and my feelings are hurt, guess what? It's your fault my feelings are hurt. If you didn't acknowledge me, or we had plans to go out and you didn't show up, basically you stood me up, well, you're the reason why I feel like crap. You're the reason why I'm upset, why I'm angry, why I feel like how inconsiderate. You know, you're that reason. And my thought processes, what I used to think, you could not sway me differently. You cannot. Years ago, you could not make me believe. I would not believe, and you could not persuade me that what you did or what you said had no power over my feelings or my emotions. I wouldn't have believed it if you showed a scientific formula. But I'm here to tell you that is the truth, that the way I feel, the way you feel, has nothing to do with what anyone says, with what anyone doesn't say, with what anyone else does or doesn't do. Now, it was hard to believe because I had been living the other way, falsely thinking that someone else was responsible for adding to my happiness or subtracting from my happiness. In other words, other people had the ability, had the power to influence whether or not I felt good by what they did or didn't do, said or didn't say. I really believe that I was a victim of circumstances. My emotions, my feelings depended on everything flowing smoothly, depended on there were no bumps in the road. There were no challenges. And come to find out that ain't the truth at all. No. My emotions, my feelings are my responsibilities. I, and only I, have the power to add or subtract from my happiness. No one else. And how did all of this new wave thinking, different perspective, how did it play out? Good question. I don't know how or when I learned that what someone else said or what someone else did affected how I felt. But I know it was early. I know that I know by watching my mother and father getting in arguments and then getting angry and blaming each other for each other's feelings. So I actually thought it was normal and natural and true. I thought that someone else could influence my state of mind, my state of being, my day, my moments. In fact, I remember, this is something really, really simple, but I remember if I ever heard throughout the day, gee, Rebecca, you look tired. I remember that could just ruin the whole day for me, because if someone says to me, "Gee, you look tired," that means, "Wow, you don't look too good. You look worn out. You look drained. You look whatever. Fill in the blank." And so I remember hearing that from time to time, and when after I heard it, wow, I was just, my day was ruined. Oh, gee, I look tired. Oh, wow, that's a bummer. That's a whole day ruiner. And then I also thought that, okay, my birthday's coming around. My birthday was really, really, really important day. for everyone else to acknowledge. I surely am going to acknowledge my own birthday, but everybody else better acknowledge it, and they better acknowledge it earlier in the morning, not later on in the day. I think I said this yesterday. But that's something else. Oh, a close friend didn't call me. Oh, you didn't call me and say happy birthday, or you didn't send me a card or whatever, email, happy birthday, text, happy birthday. And you called yourself a friend, or you called yourself being close to me, and that didn't happen. Oh, my day was ruined also. I remember a lot of birthdays when people didn't show up to an event I was having, or plans got changed on that day. Are you kidding me? It was World War III would break out. But alas and alack, I discovered the truth. And the truth is that no one has the ability to add or subtract from my happiness. Now, let's talk about adding. Maybe you'll say someone gave me a gift or a compliment or surprised me with something special. Who knows? I'm just throwing it out there. Wouldn't that add to my happiness? Well, let me back up just a little bit. The happiness that I'm talking about, this happiness that I'm speaking of, is an internal foundation, is an internal sense of being, a sense of knowing, is internal. In other words, it is my foundation. This, my personal vibration, is my foundation for my entire day, for my entire life. Let me explain. We're all energy. You, me, everything is made up of energy. Everything is energy. And with that said, being that I am energy, I vibrate. I'm vibrating at different frequencies throughout the day, depending on how I feel, depending on this internal temperature gauge. So it's not about what happens to me. It's not about what someone says to me. It's not about what you might give to me or say to me. It's never about that. It's always about this internal gauge and what my internal gauge is set at. Internal gauge, temperature gauge. What is my temperature gauge set? In any moment, it can change. So I say that I wake up every morning with the intention, and I say it out loud, this, I want this internal peace. I want an internal knowing. Knowing that everything is in order, knowing that everything that happens is for my betterment, knowing that whatever happens is there to elevate me, to enlighten me even more, to make me even more aware, to live more consciously. That is a temperature gauge that I set every single morning. And I have to be honest, and I have to be true, and I have to be real. Sometimes I have to reset it throughout the day because I can feel if I'm a little off. I can feel if my gauge has slipped a little bit or I've added a little bit to it. And how can I feel, and how do I feel it? There's a feeling of contentment and of peace, regardless of the circumstances that are going on around me. And there's also a feeling that, what just happened irritated me a little bit. What just happened annoyed me. What they just said bothered me. Anytime I have that sense or that slight little shift in the force field. Anytime I have that shift, I can actually feel the shift happening. And when I am a little irritated or a little annoyed, I know that that is my cue. That's my cue to go within, to regroup, maybe have some quiet time, maybe go someplace alone, do some deep breathing to recenter, to return to this foundation of peace and knowing that everything is in perfect order. Because when you really do get that and you really do live like that in every single moment, it's not too many times that the other will arrive. It's not too many times when that irritation or that annoyance or that being bothered by someone else happens. It's very, very rare. But it does happen. But when I feel that, when I feel the little shift, then it's my job to regroup and sometimes even take myself out of life for a minute. In other words, hibernate for a minute. Now, if I'm not able to physically hibernate, I can definitely mentally hibernate wherever I am, which means I just get a little bit more quiet. I do a lot more listening, hardly any talking, a lot of nodding up and down with my head, yes, yes. And all of that is because my feelings, my temperature gauge, my emotions are my responsibility. That fact, that truth is very, very powerful. That means that no one can take away your happiness, your joy, your contentment, your peace. No one can. Now, again, like I've said before, this way of living, this living consciously and living connected and living, staying in tune with this internal temperature gauge or your personal vibration, all of that is a developed skill. Just like someone has to develop the skill to be a surgeon, just like someone who is an opera singer has to develop that, develop their voice and practice. Same with the writing, same with whatever someone is, even being a good waiter. You just don't, on first day on the job, you're a great waiter. Even being a great waiter, it has a developed skill. It is a skill. All gifts and all professions, you develop a certain skill. And it's the same thing with this internal, being aware of this internal temperature. It's the exact same thing. Developing skills, developing personal skills to live connected, to live consciously, to live being aware in every moment is another skill that is learned, that is practiced, and that is developed over time. So that's what's good. We are learning new skills even at this day and age. This life, my life, your life, is a life of evolution, a life of growth, a life of learning new perspectives and slowly and surely eliminating and maybe not using other perspectives that didn't serve us and or didn't make us happy. When I say didn't make us happy, I mean didn't contribute to this internal happiness. Listen, if I, in other words, I can get to a place I'm at a place where someone insults me, calls me any name in the book, unless I believe it, unless I believe those words, I'm not insulted. I'm not offended. It's only if I believe that I'm lazy, opinionated, judgmental, whatever you want to call me, bitchy, unless I believe all of those things that are being said, guess what? I'm not offended and I'm not affected. Now, if I believe anything that anyone is saying to me that is has a negative connotation, if I believe, say, I'm lazy, if I believe that I procrastinate, if I believe those things, then guess what? It's up to me to switch up my beliefs. It's up to me to change my perspective. It's not up to anyone else to stop saying whatever they want to say. It's not up to society to ban words or ban behaviors. No, it's up to me. It's up to me to get to a point, to get to a level of personal growth where no matter what words you use, no matter what circumstance I find myself in, that my vibration stays the same. My vibration is open, is airy, is non-resisting. My vibration, my energy, what I'm sending out is a total surrender to everything and everyone that crosses my path. And so when I can do that, and when I can practice that, and I get to that point where there are no words that you can say that's going to bring me up or bring me down. And that's from everybody in my life, not just strangers. Strangers for me are easy. I'm talking about those people that are all up in my grill. I'm talking about those people that are really in my life, my family, my close friends. I'm talking about those people that are really close to me, that quote-unquote know or used to know how to push my buttons. Push my buttons? No such thing. No such thing as pushing buttons. You know why? Because I've eliminated all buttons. There are no buttons to push anymore. There are no buttons to push. And when we get to that point where we've practiced and we made the intention, the strong commitment to really remove all the buttons that can be pushed, guess what? Guess what? You're happy, regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what doesn't happen to you, regardless of what someone says, and regardless of what someone doesn't say. This blame game, this blaming, is all about getting rid of any buttons. And can you get rid of all the buttons that can be pushed that would possibly annoy you or take you to another place? A place that you don't want to go to, a place that doesn't feel that good. Can you really get rid of all the single buttons? I say yes. I say definitely. But it has to be a commitment. In every moment of living self-aware and living committed to new perspectives, committed to your own growth, committed to peace, committed to happiness, committed to joy, non-ending, non-stop in every moment. Whew, that's part two of the blame game. I want to thank you so much for listening to this segment, Blame Game Part Two. Learning how getting rid of all buttons. Now, used to be able to push up. You know what? One of my new buttons is that I'm discovering that I'm getting rid of is this button that says something's wrong with my health. I had an EKG, and I just got news last week that it was came out irregular EKG. Okay, so now I have to get retested. Now, when I heard that news, I was like, what? Irregular EKG? There was a little shift. I have to admit, right hand is up, there was a little shift. But in that shift, I discovered that that is a button that still needs to be looked at and or removed. And I don't want any. Say the doctor comes to me and says, you have 2 weeks to live. Sorry. That's kind of funny. Am I going to be happy about it? Let's say this. That's going to be my intention. That's going to be my intention, is to have 2 wonderful weeks, 14 wonderful days. That's going to be my intention. Why am I going to waste one moment? Okay? So there you go. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I want to thank you for listening to today's show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you like more information on the coaching programs I offer, go to my new website at RebeccaNorrington.com and go to the private session tabs. If you'd like more information on my free monthly newsletter, yes, you can go to my website and sign up, join my mailing list, and you will receive monthly, every month, a newsletter with great information, great stories, lots of good stuff that is going to keep you on your path of remaining and sustaining happiness. Internal peace. If you've enjoyed the show, which I know that you have, go to Reality Spirituality Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Before, and remember, next weekend I will be in San Francisco. Go to my website, click on that picture of Fisherman's Wharf, find out information. I would love to meet you in person. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 5th and 6th at Fort Mason. Go to my website to find all the information. And in 2 weeks, I will be with you again. Remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy journey. What? You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again in 2 weeks. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.